As the day wore on and the first two chateaus were crossed off the list, it seemed to Sam that they were going to repeat the frustrations of the last 2 days. Memories were consulted, brows were furrowed, shoulders were shrugged, but désolé, mais non. There was no recollection of a hopeful but disappointed purchaser. Their luck changed on their third stop. The estate manager, a native of Pauillac and a friend of Sophie's family, thought that he remembered a visitor from the previous fall who was very specific about the vintage he was searching for, a rather stubborn gentleman, in fact, who had been reluctant to take no for an answer. He had left his business card so that he could be contacted if any bottles of that particular vintage turned up. The estate manager scratched his head and went through his desk drawers, finally fishing out an old cigar box where he kept the cards that one day he might need. He fumbled them out onto the desk, cards of customers from England and America, wine journalists from all over the world, the odd master chef, barrel makers, sommeliers, and spread them out across the desk, an impressive display of copperplate script and fine white board. His fingers fluttered over the cards before coming to rest.
Voila,
he said as he slid one card away from the others.
A monsieur très insistant.
Sophie and Sam leaned forward to read the card. Florian Vial, caviste, Groupe Roboul, Palais du Pharo, 13007, Marseille. Driving to the next chateau, the fourth of the day, Sam asked Sophie if she knew anything about the Groupe Roboul. Had she ever heard of it? Was it a wine wholesaler? Sophie laughed. Everyone in France knows the Groupe Roboul. It's everywhere, involved in everything. She frowned. Except wine. I've never heard of Roboul dealing in wine. I'll tell you about him later, but don't get too excited. It's probably just a chance visit. But perhaps it wasn't, because at Figeac and then at Margaux, they found that Monsieur Vial had been there before them, looking for the 82 of one and the 83 of the other, leaving his card at both chateaus. Sam said to Sophie,
"Twice could be a coincidence, but not three times. I'll buy you dinner if you tell me all about Raboul."